This is SBS Audio.
100 tahun lalu, pencipta dari Scotland, John Logie Baird, memperkenalkan kepada seluruh dunia televisyen yang pertama, dikenali sebagai televisor. Imej-imej terawal itu, gambaran berkelip kepala patung boneka ventriloquist, telah mencetuskan satu revolusi besar dalam kehidupan manusia sehingga kini. Manusia kini di seluruh dunia menghabiskan sebahagian besar masa mereka di hadapan peti televisyen. Rakyat Australia menghabiskan antara 2.5 hingga 3 jam sehari menonton siaran televisyen dan siaran tertunda. Jika ditambah dengan perkhidmatan penstriman, beberapa kajian mencadangkan jumlah itu boleh mencecah sehingga 6 jam sehari. Ini ialah suatu impak yang besar jika diambil kira bahawa hanya 100 tahun yang lalu, televisyen baru saja dicipta. Nama John Logie Baird sinonim dengan sejarah televisyen. Beliau ialah seorang ahli perniagaan dan juga pencipta. Baird memaparkan demonstrasi pertama kepada pihak umum ciptaan beliau yang kemudiannya dikenali sebagai televisyen pada Januari 1926 di makmal Soho miliknya di Frith Street, London. Berbeza dengan sistem elektronik yang muncul selepas itu, televisor ciptaan Baird adalah bersifat mechanical. Louis Pollard ialah kurator televisyen dan penyiaran di Museum Sains dan Media di England. Menurut Pollard, ciptaan ini adalah satu kejayaan besar namun sangat sukar untuk dikendalikan.
It was very technical, very complicated, and because Baird was such a pioneer in what he was doing, he had to be essentially making a lot of his equipment from scratch or using whatever you might have had around the lab. So the apparatus we have on display at the museum has parts of an old hat box and a bicycle lamp, and it was very DIY because you couldn't just go to a shop and buy the pieces you needed because television didn't exist.
Stesen penyiaran BBC melancarkan perkhidmatan televisyen berjadual pertama di dunia pada tahun 1936 di United Kingdom. Namun pada mulanya, ciptaan ini sekadar suatu benda yang aneh saja atau novelty yang dianggap sebagai satu gangguan dan bukannya suatu yang boleh diambil serius.
The BBC's first regular television broadcast began on the 2nd of November 1936, introduced by Leslie Mitchell. There was no colour, of course. Pictures were strictly black and white, or as some cynics suggested, black and dark grey. But definition improved with usage. Transmission was limited to 2 hours a day.
Pada tahun 1938, Logie Baird berucap kepada penonton berita British Movie Tone di Australia dan New Zealand, hampir 20 tahun sebelum kedua-dua negara ini mempunyai TV pada tahun 1956.
It is now 12 years ago since I produced the first little flickering television image. Today we have in London a regular television service, twice daily, with thousands of suckers in. Television has grown from a scientific novelty to a commercial service. At present, the range is limited to 30 miles in and about London. In this connection, it is interesting to note that as far back as 1928, I scanned the Atlantic with television. That was, of course, purely experimental. But who can foretell the future?
Logie Baird terpaksa menggunakan patung ventriloquist sebagai subjek siaran pertama kerana pencahayaan yang digunakan ketika itu terlalu kuat sehingga apa sahaja yang disinari berisiko terbakar. Menjelang tahun 1953, teknologi terus berkembang dengan begitu pesat sehingga BBC penuh yakin untuk melaksanakan siaran luar terbesar ketika itu, iaitu upacara pertabalan Ratu Elizabeth II, dirakam ke atas filem dan dihantar ke seluruh dunia.
Any TV camera in the UK that could be mobilized was mobilized for use during the coronation. It was such a large media event. That's why so many people remember it. We talk here at the museum about the millions of people who watched. But one thing that people might not be so familiar with is the televisions in the 1950s were larger than Baird's televisors, but still very small. And the records say it's something like 17 people watching each television set, which would be half the size of a contemporary TV, maybe even smaller than that. So for people watching at home, you know, it was such a big moment that it really helped. It really helped cement television as part of people's everyday lives. It went from this novelty that some people might have to, oh, I should have this in my home as well. And that's what really made television go as big as it did in the UK.
Revolusi seterusnya berlaku apabila wujud keupayaan untuk merakam rancangan TV berkualiti tinggi. Perakam video berkualiti yang pertama ialah Ampex VRX 1000, sebuah mesin gergasi yang mula digunakan oleh stesen penyiaran CBS America pada tahun 1956. Saiznya sebesar sebuah piano dan berharga $50,000 Australia ketika itu, lebih kurang $900,000 Australia pada nilai hari ini. Logie Baird sebenarnya pada mulanya lagi sedari akan kepentingan rakaman video yang mendorong beliau mencipta sistem rakaman tersendiri.
He was also really experimenting with the idea of being able to record television signals because in those days, all television as it went out was live. There was no way of recording such vast amounts of data in any way, shape or form. And Baird was working with a system he called Phonovision, which was recording both the image and sound components of a television broadcast onto essentially like a vinyl disc. And the really interesting story behind that is we have some of those discs in our collection and they weren't essentially translated until much, much later, until after Baird had passed away, because he had a way of encoding the information onto a disc, but he had no way of decoding it. So as far as he was aware, that system may or may not have worked, and it wasn't until much later that we proved that actually, yes, it did work.
Daripada imej hitam putih yang berkelip-kelip kepada visual berwarna berkualiti sinema yang boleh anda tonton di tapak tangan anda hari ini, media visual telah melalui satu perjalanan sepanjang 100 tahun yang dipenuhi dengan inovasi. Laporan ini disediakan oleh Alan Lee untuk SBS News, diterbitkan untuk SBS Bahasa Melayu. Saya, Zaini Ahmad.